Hey, what's up? This is Barry. I'm here just chilling in my couch. The sun is out. It was raining like crazy yesterday, and right now it's as sunny as it was at this time yesterday. So it's probably that this afternoon is gonna be pretty stormy, which I'm okay with because I don't have to go out today. And I'm a little bit concerned, I would say, because the wife's out there and she doesn't like driving in the rain, but who does, you know? Well, the reason I decided to do this podcast is because I'm alone a lot when I'm not working, and I talk a lot, and there's a lot of things that I like to say. And hold on, I'm getting a call. Oh my gosh, damn stupid scanners. Making me waste my time here trying to do this. So, what was I saying? Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about why I wanted to do this. I mean, there's so much to say, and so much that is just not heard, man, you know? Like right now, I'm thinking about so many things. Like, for example, let me see. The Office is my favorite show because, honestly, I thought it wasn't believable until I saw things like, you know, Tiger King and all that crap. It's like, you know, there's people in the real world that are really that crazy. But, you know, honestly, after watching stuff, like, after you watch a couple of documentaries on Netflix, you realize that the people at the office are not really that silly and absurd and unreal. Honestly, the real people seem more unreal than the real people, if you think about it. Because the thing is that's the point. A lot of people are just playing a part. You think you know someone, but privately there's something completely different to what you believe. It's like they're playing a part. It's like the real selves, when they're at home, when they're by themselves, that's the actor, and what you see is the character, right? Oh, the wife keeps texting me while I told her I had a headache, which is not really a lie. Like, my head is just not at the level that it usually is. It's just one head. Or is it? Hold on, let me... Yeah, why so concerned? But, you know, I love her to death, but at the same time, it's like, don't be so concerned. It's not like you have to take care of me all the time. I'm an adult. I might not act as adultish as you do. That's a thing in the brains of the female and male brains, but that's another story. But, you know, I got this. Don't worry this much. But yeah, I was talking about The Office being my favorite show. Favorite character is Creed. He doesn't do a lot, but when he's on screen, he's saying something just insane. Like, you want to know more about this character. If they ever had done like a spinoff or something, Creed's would have been amazing. Just kind of like a documentary of this crazy guy's life. And the thing is that the actor was, you know, into the rock and roll living and all that when he was young. So you could say that a lot of the character is just based on the actual person with the same name and everything. And there's a bunch of characters that are very popular in the series that, honestly, even though I love the series like a lot, I watch it all the time, a bunch of the fan favorite characters, I just don't like them. Pam and Jim, to me, they're not as cute as they think they are. Like that guy from the daycare set. I don't know. Like Pam in particular, sometimes she's pretty bitchy and just I wouldn't like her. Like, she wants to be all, I'm the most normal person here. These all people are crazy, so I'm better than them. I don't know, that whole attitude. That I felt she had, it wasn't appreciated by me. And Aaron to me is a nightmare. I don't think there's one a single scene with Aaron that I'm like, oh yeah, that's so. I mean, yeah, she had some scenes that are funny, but are not because of her. She's just there, and I don't like her at all. And so many people is like, oh, Aaron's one of my favorite characters. I'm like, what? Hold on, I'm gonna push the button 7 because I am at about 4, and this is not, I'm not ready for the ground yet. Hold on. And the other popular consensus thing I would say, it's that after Michael leaves, a lot of people just abandon the show, and they basically just can't get through the rest. And honestly, I really liked those last two seasons. They knew how to compel to like a dramatic interest or something, because when they did the whole thing that the Pam and Jim's marriage was, you know, in trouble, perils, or whatever. There was like a lot of drama with those two, and you know, a lot of changes towards the ending. And season 8, you got Robert California, which is honestly a character that a lot of people didn't like, but I actually did. I think it worked so well. He was just, you know, this creepy, dark, profound, genius pervert. I don't know. It was. I would have loved to see more of Robert California.
Yay!
I started watching The Office just because I saw so many commercials, and I remember. I mean, I knew who Steve Carell was, and I knew how Rainn Wilson was, and I was like, yeah, I seen these guys. They're funny. How they're in the show together. All right. But I never actually got to watch it. One time I was just, you know, switching channels, and I stumbled upon it. It was a Benihana Christmas. And I just laughed and laughed. I was like, oh my God, this is such a good show. And from then on, I just wanted to watch more and more of it. And now I feel like I watched the whole thing about 20 times, maybe. I mean, I just keep going back to it. I believe that the series finale was probably the most I've ever cried watching something. And the most I've ever cried watching something not for the first time. I've tried to watch the finale about 6-7 times, I would say, because I don't know if I could say that I've watched the whole thing so many times, because it's not really the whole thing. I tend to just skip the finale. But every time that I've actually watched it, it's been tears, man. Tears every other second. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, it felt like I got to know these people that were so real, and their dreams, aspirations and everything were so real and relatable, that it was kind of like saying goodbye to friends, you know? Not friends of series, but actual friends. So that basically summarizes why I like the series so much. It's kind of like this, it's this really ridiculous, absurd world composed by real relatable people with a real relatable issues. And there's a lot of things that you could just be familiar with when you're watching this, because there's so much of the real sentiment towards a workplace, or the time that you spend at a workplace, and how the people that you work with kind of becomes a very important part of you, because you're with them for you know, the majority of your time, and they become close. They become like a important part of your existence, whether you like it or not, whether it's a positive or negative effect on your life, the existence of these important people. I mean, you learn about their lives even if you don't want to, and it affects you somehow, unless you're a sociopath, which you probably are, because if you care about this, I mean, I don't even know what to expect. Anyways, I think The Office is a very ridiculous show, and it's the ridiculous within something that you can relate and connect to, compared to your own life. And I don't know, it's like something absurd being made about something mundane. I don't know, man. If you don't like it, it's not for you. Well, it's not for everybody. I'm just gonna say that I love it, and I'm just gonna say that I'm mad about the guy that's driving the lawnmower around where I live. I can see him from the patio. I know you're doing your job, man. I appreciate it. But, you know, you're ruining this. Anyway, never mind. Hope you liked this. If you didn't, well.